Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, more wild, wintry weather in spring making its way throughout the northern tier of states on this Monday. You're listening to Weather Insider for Monday, April the 19th. It's episode 556. Yeah, that's right. We've gone in reverse. It looks like a couple of months worth here throughout several states: Montana, Wyoming, soon to be Colorado, South Dakota, North Dakota. Temperatures have been running well below normal. And yes, we've been following some of the snow making its way throughout the higher terrain as well. Some of those amounts have been rather significant. In fact, we've talked about west of Rapid City, some of the snow amounts here even exceeding 6-7 inches. And while the snow is not finished, it's going to be sliding its way east as we go through the day. Lots of winter weather advisories out. Again, and those stretch from portions of Wyoming and Montana points on off to the south and the east. So as we go into this afternoon, this evening, Monday afternoon, Monday evening, snow slides its way from Casper to Cheyenne. And by this evening and tonight, we'll start to see the snow moving its way into Metro Denver. And well, Denver, not really coming as a big surprise. You typically look at those bookend winters where you see some of your bigger snows in October, November. And then, of course, you're going to see snow in the month of March and definitely April. And we've seen that a couple of times already this month. Temperatures are quite chilly into the plains, starting things off into the 20s. It's more like February here for several states. And we're going to be tracking not only the cold in association with a cold front surging south and east, we're also going to be following kind of a streak of snow, and this is going to be sliding its way over southern Nebraska, northern Kansas. Yeah, that's right. Kansas looking at some snow. This comes into Kansas City later on tonight, and then it's going to be making its move to the north and to the east into portions of Illinois. In fact, Chicago, you could see some snowflakes. Peoria looking at several inches of snow. Wow, that seems a little odd to say for late April, right? And they'll be tracking the snow as it goes north and east to Detroit. Yeah, Detroit, your snow's kicking off Wednesday morning. It's going to go into the afternoon, and we're looking at 3 to 6 inches worth of snow. It's been a little while since we've seen snow like that. That's coming in. And so we're going to be following the snow later on this week, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and the early Thursday into the Northeast. So areas such as Buffalo, Rochester, Erie, Burlington, you're looking at a couple inches of snow, potentially several inches from Buffalo to Erie. That kicks off Tuesday night and goes into Wednesday afternoon. Also got to mention the Southeast, specifically Florida. You know, it seems a couple of weeks ago we were talking about how we needed the rain so bad. And now, well, for many spots, we've had too much. In fact, there have been reports of flooding and also, unfortunately, some reports of a severe weather, but several areas looking at a couple to even several inches of rain. We're not finished with the rain yet. Well, the front's stuck. It's kind of stubborn to move, and we're eventually going to get a little push as we work our way toward Wednesday and start to slide this moisture out to the south and the east down past Miami. But in the meantime, looks like you're going to have to buckle up. More rain on the way. Of course, important to turn around, don't drown. We're going to be following downpours tonight and into Tuesday and potentially into Tuesday night. Meanwhile, the remainder of the Southeast is mainly going to be quiet. Well, as always, be sure to download that free AccuWeather app. Lots of great features on there. You can check out your radar, your hourly temperatures, your AccuWeather real field temperatures, and Minutecast. What a great feature there. That hyperlocal minute-by-minute precipitation forecast. Well, thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Weather Insider for Monday, April 19th. I'm Justin Pavic, and this is episode 556. Tune in Tuesday.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We
anyone invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.